Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thankful, grateful, and blessed this morning to be with you. Had a little bit of a issue over the weekend with bronchitis and just not feeling my very best. But today, God is good. I mean, sometimes all you need is rest. All you need is to listen to the voice of God. And when God says rest, rest, so many times we want to run. We want to go here. We want to go there. We got to do this. We got to do that. I got this to do. I got that to do. And before long, you're like, oh, my goodness, I am tired. And as we all know, today is the end of tax day. Taxes are due today. So if you haven't got your taxes done, you need to move it. And you have to have them in by midnight tonight. And so I am the procrastinator that I was. Did not get my taxes done. When I did all the rest of them for my family, I did mine last, which was on this weekend. And so I was up till 2 in the morning on Friday night up to Saturday morning working on taxes. I got them done. Thank you, Jesus. Had to pay. But you know what? Would have had to pay a lot more, but thank God that I itemized. And I'm faithful in what I do for God. And so God bless you. Thank you, Lord. But I say this. Jesus said it, because we have so many people of faith that don't feel that they should have to pay taxes. But Jesus told us in his word, give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. So if you have to pay taxes, pay your taxes. Don't get bent out of shape that they doing this and they doing that and whatever party's in, you don't like them, so you don't want to. No, pay your taxes. File your taxes. Do what you're supposed to do because it's right. Do what you're supposed to do because God even said, give what needs to be given. Because understand, your taxes is what pays for our roads to be paved. Your taxes pays for the grid of electricity. Your taxes pay so that we can get from point A to point B safely, for your trains to run safely, for the buses and the cars and the trucks and the trains and all of us to be able to be safe, to give us clean air, clean water. Your taxes pay for those things. So don't get bent out of shape about paying your taxes. Just like your tithes, pay the mortgage of the church, pay for the upkeep of the church, pay so that the grass is not up to your knees when you walk through the door and that the windows are clean and the pews are refreshed so that you don't have to worry about coming in and getting sick in the church because it's not clean. Those things cost money. And don't worry about what your pastor is driving. Don't worry about what your pastor's first lady is wearing or what the assistant pastor is wearing, what kind of car he's driving or what kind of car she's driving or what everybody's doing, because I can tell you this. Your money is not paying for the pastor. I know many, many pastors and majority are paying for themselves. They do what they do for God because it is their assignment. But most have other jobs. Most are retired and have pensions. Many have written books and are living on royalty. So I say to you, don't get all bent out. Understand that God has got everything under control and that you are his and he's yours. So give to Caesar what goes to Caesar. Pay your taxes. Step down. and get some rest. That's what God told me. And the word, it just so happens, it's so funny, that I rested. When I got home from church yesterday, I would say I probably slept a good 12 hours. When my head hit the pillow after church, I was gone. I slept from probably 3 o'clock, 2:30, 3 o'clock, until I got up and had something to eat around 6, I guess, because I had made dinner before I had gone to take my nap. And the next thing I know, I was back in bed, and I watched Versus, which was awesome. And I hope anybody who gets a chance, if you have Facebook or YouTube, go to Versus, Mary Mary versus CC and BB Winans, and I'm going to tell you something. I got blessed last night. They showed out. I fell asleep, so I don't know who won, so don't call and tell me who won. I don't post it. I'll go look. But I know that it should have been Mary Mary. Even though BB and CC are close to my heart, and I've been listening to them longer, but Mary Mary came to fight. They were awesome. And they were singing all my favorites. And all I could do is want to get up and move. Whew, they just showed up. Them girls showed out. And you know, when Tina took her shoes off, it was on. It was on and popping. She had a fantastic moment. It was good. So if you get a chance to go to Facebook and put in Versus, or go to YouTube and put in Versus. But YouTube kind of gave me a moment last night because it kept turning it off, talking about some of the are on something, something, you know, system. So they kept cutting it off in the middle of like songs you wanted to hear, like they cut off Tomorrow. And then, so they sang it again. And so I don't know what the deal was. But anyway, they was really getting on my nerves. So I wound up moving it over to Facebook. But it was good. So if you get a chance, go ahead and watch Versus, Mary Mary versus CC and BB. First time in Versus history that it was non-secular, that it was a Christian group that was out there performing, and it was so awesome. So thank you, Versus, for Easter program that was like taking us to church, that took us to church, and it was in the church that they did it. So thanking God for young men and who's wanting to do what's right. Yeah, the Versus is their job, but they took their job to church yesterday. Hallelujah. They went to work. Father God in heaven, we come to you this morning grateful, thankful, and blessed for your word. Thankful, Lord God, that you give us peace, that you give us rest, that you give us time to renew, to rejuvenate, to renew our hearts, our minds, and our spirits, and to have revival, a revelation, and a revitalization of our bodies, minds, and spirits, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for all things good and perfect come from you. We thank you for revival, God. Revival of our hearts, minds, and spirits as well, God. We thank you for revival to remind us who we belong to, that we are children of God, and that you love us, God. I thank you, Father, for the voice that you have given me today. But you know I didn't have it on yesterday until I sang for you. So, Father, I thank you. I thank you for everything in my life. I am thankful that you woke me up this morning, Father God. Clothed in my right mind, I am grateful that you gave me a voice to speak and to teach your word, Lord God. And I'm blessed to have a do-over and to be your daughter. I thank you, Father God, and I ask you to increase as I decrease, Father. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your holy sight, Father God. For you are my strength, Father. You are my strength, Father. You are my strength, Father. And you are my redeemer. And it's in you, Lord God, that I lift up this word, giving it from my heart, and asking Jesus to come into souls not saved that hear this word, whether live or later. Lord God, let someone be saved, set free, and filled with the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's get into the word, family. As you all know, on Friday we were not in our Old Testament. We were, did not have an opportunity to do Old Testament Friday. We did New Testament instead. So we are going back to Old Testament to catch up on our Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and God willing, Monday word. And if not, we'll catch up everything, so we'll be back on track on tomorrow. Because tomorrow is my off day, so I don't have to work. So, but today I do, and I got to get started. So let's get started. And this is the overview of Joshua getting everybody where they need to be. He's given the land. He's getting everybody in their perspective lots. And this is just kind of an overview of what he's doing as we continue in this word, starting in chapter 19 until we finish the book of Joshua. And it says this: the second lot came out for Simeon, for the tribe of the children of Simeon, according to their families. And their inheritance was within the inheritance of the children of Judah. They had in their inheritance Beersheba, Sheba, Molada, Hazar, Shul, Dela, Ezron, Eltolad, Bethel, Hormah, Ziglag, Beth, Markaboth, Hazar, Susa, Beth, Lebadah, and Shurim. 13 cities in their villages: Ain, Raman, Ether, Ashen. 4 cities in their villages and all the villages that were all around these cities, as far as Baalath, Beer, Rama, and of the south. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Simeon, according to their families. The inheritance of the children of Simeon were included in the share of the children of Judah, for the share of the children of Judah was too much for them. Therefore, the children of Simeon had their inheritance within the inheritance of that people. The third lot came out for the children of Zebulun, according to their families. And the border of their inheritance was as far as Sherid. Their border went toward the west and to Merilah, went to Beth Bashef, and extended along the brook that is east of Jokanim. Then from Sarid it went eastward toward the sunrise along the border of Kes Shalat Tabar, and went out toward Deberath, bypassing Japhia. And from there it passed along on the east of Gath Hafer toward Ethan Kazin, and extended to Rimmon, which borders Nea. Then the border was around on its south north side to Hananoth, and it extended to the valley of Japhethan. Included were Kadesh, Nahala, Shimron, Idala, and Bethlehem. 12 cities with their villages. This was the inheritance of the children of Zebulun according to their families, these cities with the villages. The fourth lot came out to Issachar, for the children of Issachar, according to their families, and their territory went to Jezreel, and included Kesh Shalat, Shunam, Hapharim, Shion, Anaharath, Rabbath, Kishon, Ebez, Rimmath, and Ganim, El Hadin, Hadda, and Beth Pezeh. And the border reached to Tabar, Shaharamah, and Beth Shemesh. Their borders ended at the Jordan. 16 cities with their villages. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Issachar, according to their families and the cities and their villages. The fifth lot came out for the tribe of the children of Asher, according to their families, and their territory included Helek, Hilek, Beten, Ashah, Alamelech, Amad, Mishah. It reached to Mount Carmel, westward along the brook of Shihar, Lemnes. It turned toward the sunrise in Beth Dagon, and it reached Zebulun and to the valley of Jotbathan El, the northwest beyond Beth Emek and Neah, bypassing Kabul, which was Akabal, which was on the left, including Ebron, Ehab, Haman, and Kenneth, and as far as the greatest Sidon, and the border turned to Ramah, and to the 45 cities of Tyre, then the border turned to Hosea, and ended at the sea by the region of Ekzeb, and Yumeth, and Ephek, and Rehob, were included 22 cities with their villages. This was the inheritance of the tribes of children of Asher according to their families, these cities with their villages. And understand, you know, you're like, this is the most boring stuff. You know, and a lot of people skip over this when they read the Bible because it seems boring. But understand that when you go to a map of Israel, a map of the Middle, what now is called the Middle East, you will see that some of these cities are still in existence and understanding who they belong to. So many times we get caught up in the geopolitical process of today that we don't understand that because modern-day Israel was placed here, it's not the Israel of this Bible. It's a modern Israel placed there. And a lot of these tribes that we're talking about that are lost, some of them were not lost. Some of them were not taken into exile. Some of them were still there and know their history. And we have some of them on the wrong side of things because they're in Palestine, but they are actually true Israelis. And we need to understand that, you know, some things are not always what we think or see. God is giving a lot of visuals to many people that we need to stop and listen, because God has already said that he is going to take his people home. Many don't know who they belong to. Many don't know who they belong to. Many don't know their culture because they are called lost. And yeah, we've had, if you go to National Geographic and the History Channel, they have gone and they've gone to all these different places all over the world. And they say, well, this is a lost tribe or that one is a lost tribe. And to be honest, none of us really know where they are or who they are because the word of God has already told us they would not know who they belong to. They would not know who they are because of what? Being stiff-necked, hard-hearted, and they're under a curse. So we need to look at this whole thing because, again, your inheritance is in the word of God, and you need to know where you belong. That's what this is all about. Knowing who and where you belong. And it goes on to tell us the sixth lot came out to the children of Naphtali. For the children of Naphtali, according to their families and their border, began at Helaph, and excluding the territory from, the territory from the Cherubim, tree and Zamanin, Idamon, Mekeb, and Jordan from Helzon, and border of extended westward and Anath, Tabar, and went out from there toward Hukok, its adjoined Zebulun on the south side, and Asher on the west side, and ended at Judah by the Jordan toward the sunrise. And the fortified cities are Jedim, Zer, Hamath, Rakath, Kinnereth, Adamah, Rama, Hazar, Kadesh, Edrei, in Azar, Iron, Megdal, El Horam, Beth Anath, Beth Shemesh, 19 cities from their villages. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Naphtali, according to their families, their cities, and their villages. The seventh lot came out for the tribe of the children of Dan, according to their families, and the territory of their inheritance was Zorah, Eshtol, Ar, Shemesh, Shalabim, Ajalon, Jethlah, Elon, Timnah, Ekron, Ethekai, Gibbahan, Balak, Jehar, Nanai, Ber, Geth, Raman, Me, Jokan, Rakan, with the region near Joppa and the border of the children of Dan, went beyond these, because the children of Dan went up to fight against the Laish, Lashim, and took it. And they struck it with the edge of the sword, took possession of it, and dwelt in it. They called Lashish Dan after the name of Dan, their father. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Dan, according to their families, these cities with their villages. When they had made an end of dividing the land as an inheritance according to their borders, the children of Israel gave According to the word of the Lord, they gave him the city which is called Timnah, Serah, and the mountains of Ephraim, and he built a city and dwelt in it. These were the inheritance which Elijah the priest, Joshua the son of Nun, and the head of the fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel divided as an inheritance by lot in Shiloh before the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of meeting. So they made an end of dividing the country. The Lord also spoke to Joshua, saying, speak to the children of Israel, saying, appoint for yourselves cities of refuge of which I spoke to you through Moses, that the slayer who kills a person accidentally or unintentionally may flee there, and they shall be your refuge from the avenger of blood. And when he flees to one of these cities and stands at the entrance of the gate of the city, and declares his case in the hearing of the elders of that city, they shall take him into the city as one of them and give him a place that he may dwell among them. Then if the avenger of blood pursues him, they shall not deliver the slayer into his hands, because he struck his neighbor unintentionally, but did not hate him beforehand. And he shall dwell in that city until he stands before the congregation for judgment until the death of the one who is high priest in those days. Then the slayer may return and come to his own city and his own house, to the city from which he fled. So they appointed Kadesh in Gilead and Galilee and Galilee in the mountains of Naphtali, Sheshkem in the mountains of Ephraim, Karjath Arba, which is Hebron, in the mountains of Judah, and on the other side of the Jordan by Jericho, eastward, they assigned Bezai in the wilderness on the plain from the tribe of Reuben, Ramoth, and Gilead, from the tribe of Gad and Golan in Bashan, from the tribe of Manasseh. These were the cities appointed to all, for all the children of Israel. But the stranger who dwelt among them, that whomever kills a person accidentally may flee there and not die by the hands of the avenger of blood until he stood before the congregation. So they're making a concession, because we all know accidents happen. And God is saying, I am not going to allow you to kill someone based on an accident. And unfortunately, we see people go to jail. We see people executed for accidents all the time in our day and age. So even God made concessions for accidents. And we sometimes think we are even better than God, and that we know more about justice than God does. So just an FYI, you know, that even God took into consideration accidents, and that in sometimes accidents people perish. But God, we are blessed beyond measure to be his children. And just a quick life lesson, you know, that, and this is from Joshua 19:51, and it says, these were the inheritance which Elijah, the heads of Israel, divided as an inheritance by lot in Shiloh before the Lord. Everything we do should be done for the Lord. Where we live, who we marry, how we make a living, all these things are proper issues to bring before the Lord in prayer. So before you get married, before you, you know, do anything, you need to have a conversation with God. And God will guide you in what to do. Joshua chapter 21. And for those that just joined us, we have just finished reading Joshua chapter 19, verse 1, to Joshua chapter 20, verse 9, through chapter 20, verse 9. We are in Joshua chapter 21, verses 1, through chapter 22, verses 34. And it says, then the heads of the fathers' houses of the Levites came near to Elijah, the priest of Joshua, the son of Nun, and to the heads of the fathers' houses of the tribes of the children of Israel, and they spoke to them at Shiloh in the land of Canaan, saying, the Lord commanded through Moses to give us cities to dwell in with their common lands for our livestock. So the children of Israel gave to the Levites from their inheritance at the command of the Lord these cities and their common lands. Now the lot came out for the families of the Korahites and the children of Aaron, the priests, who were of the Levites, and 13 cities by lot from the tribe of Judah, from the tribe of Simeon, and from the tribe of Benjamin. The rest of the children of Kohath had 10 cities by lot from the families of the tribes of Ephraim, from the tribe of Dan, and from the half-tribe of Manasseh. And the children of Gershon had 13 cities by lot from the families of the tribes of Issachar, from the tribe of Asher, from the tribe of Naphtali, and from the half-tribe of Manasseh in Bashan. The children of Merari, according to their families, had 12 cities from the tribe of Reuben, from the tribe of Gad, and from the tribe of Zebulun. And the children of Israel gave these cities with their common lands by lot to the Levites, as the Lord had commanded by the hand of Moses. So they gave from the tribe of the children of Judah and from the tribe of the children of Simeon these cities which are designated by name, which were for the children of Aaron, one of the families of the Korahites, who were of the children of Levi, for the lot was theirs first, and they gave them Kirjath, Arba as the father of Anak, which is Hebron, in the mountains of Judah, with a common land surrounding it, both but the fields of the city and its villages they gave to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, as his possession. Thus, to the children of Aaron, the priest, they gave Hebron and its common land, a city of refuge for the Seir, Lebna, common land, and Ain with its common land, Jetah with its common land, and Beth Shemesh with its common land, 9 cities from those 2 tribes, and from the tribe of Benjamin, Gibeon with its common land, Geba with its common land, and Ananoth with its common land, and Ammon with its common land, 4 cities. All the cities of the children of Aaron, the priests, were 13 cities with their common land. Excuse me. And the families of the children of Kohath, the Levites, the rest of the children of Kohath, even they had the cities of their lot from the tribe of Ephraim, but they gave them Shechem with its common land in the mountains of Ephraim, a city of refuge for the Seir, Giza with its common land, Kabzing with its common land, Beth Horon with its common land, 4 cities, and from the tribe of Dan, El Tekeh with its common land, Gibbethon with its common land, Ajalon with its common land, and Beth Raman with its common land, 4 cities. And from the half-tribe of Manasseh, Tanakh with its common land, Beth Raman with its common land, 2 cities, all the 10 cities with their common lands were for the rest of the families of the children of Korah. Also the children of Gershon are the families of the Levites. From the other half-tribe of Manasseh, they gave Golan in the Bashan with its common land, a city of refuge for the Seir, and Beth-Eshterah, common land, 2 cities, and from the tribe of Issachar, Kishon, with its common land, Deborah, with its common land, Jermuth, with its common land, and En-Gannim, with its common land, 4 cities, and from the tribe of Asher, Meshal, with its common land, Abdon with this Kamalan, Helkath with this Kamalan, Rohab with this Kamalan, four cities, and from the tribe of Naphtali, Kadesh in Galilee and its Kamalan, a city of refuge for the slayer, Hamath Dor with its Kamalan, and Kartan with its Kamalan, three cities, all the cities of the Gershonites. According to their families, were 13 cities with their common lands. And to the families of the children of Mari, the rest of the Levites from the tribe of Zebulun, Jokanim with its common lands, Karkath with its common lands, Demna with its common land, and Nahalal with its common land, four cities, and from the tribe of Reuben, Bezir with its common land, Jehath with its common land, Kedesh Moth with its common land, and Methaniah with its common land. Four cities, and from the tribe of Gad, Ramoth of Gilead with its common land, a city of refuge for the slayer. Mahanim was with its common land, Hezbon with its common land, and Jazar with its common land. Four cities in all. So all the cities of the children of Mari according to their families. The rest of the families of the Levites were by their lot, 12 cities. All the cities of the Levites within the possession of the children of Israel were 48 cities with their common land. Every one of these cities had its common land and surrounding it. Thus were all these cities. So the Lord gave to Israel all the land of which he had sworn to give their fathers, and they took possession of it and dwelt in it. The Lord gave them rest all around, and that's the title of our word today. The Lord will give you rest. We got to have rest. You think about it. These people have been wandering for over 40 years. Now, in their 45th year, they finally get rest. The Lord will give you rest. And I say this, family. If you won't take it when God tells you, he will put you on your back and force you to rest. Because rest is what we all need after a hard day's work, after just running. We got to rest. And I'm speaking from experience because God put me on my back last night. And whether I wanted to rest or not, I rested. And I feel so much better this morning than I did on yesterday. God is good, but we've got to listen. The Lord will give you rest when you need it. Sometimes you get rest that lasts until eternity. But we're asking for just rest right now on this planet. Just a few days of rest is good for the body, good for the soul, and definitely good for the mind and spirit. And it says this, and I'm going to go back again. The Lord gave them rest all around, according to all that he had sworn to their fathers, and not a man of all their enemies stood against them. The Lord delivered all their enemies into their hands. Not a word failed of any good thing which the Lord had spoken to the house of Israel. All came to pass. Chapter 22 of Joshua. Then Joshua called the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, and said to them, you have kept all that Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, and have obeyed my voice in all that I commanded you. You have not left your brethren these many days up to this day, but have kept the charge of the commandment of the Lord your God. And now the Lord your God has given rest to your brethren, as he promised them. Now, therefore, return and go to your tent and to the land of your possession, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you on the other side of the Jordan. But take careful heed to do the commandment of and the law which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, to love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to keep his commandments, to hold fast to him, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. So Joshua blessed them and sent them away, and they went to their tents. Now to the half tribe of Manasseh, Moses had given possession in Bashan, but to the other half of it, Joshua gave a possession among their brethren on this side of the Jordan westward. And indeed, when Joshua sent them away to their tents, he blessed them and spoke to them, saying, return with much riches to your tents, with very much livestock, with silver, with gold, with bronze, with iron, and with very much clothing. Divide the spoil of your enemies with your brethren. So the children of Reuben, the children of Gad, the half-tribe of Manasseh, returned and departed from the children of Israel at Shiloh, which is the land of Canaan, to go to the country of Gilead, to the land of their possession, which they had obtained according to the word of the Lord by the hand of Moses. And when they came to the region of the Jordan, which is in the land of Canaan, the children of Reuben, the children of Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh built an altar there by the Jordan, a great impressive altar. Now the children of Israel heard someone say, behold, the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh have built an altar on the frontier of the land of Canaan in the region of the Jordan on the children of Israel's side. And when the children of Israel heard it, the whole congregation of the children of Israel gathered at Shiloh to go to war against them. Now, this is brother against brother. They about to have a civil war over an altar. Let's see what it says. Then the children of Israel sent Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the priest, to the children of Reuben, to the children of Gad, and to the half-tribe of Manasseh in the land of Gilead, and with him 10 rulers, one ruler for each from the chief house of every tribe of the house of his father among the divisions of Israel. Then they came to the children of Reuben, to the children of Gad, and to the half-tribe of Manasseh, to the land of Gilead, and they spoke to them, saying, thus says the whole congregation of the Lord, what treachery is this that you have committed against the God of Israel? To turn away from the day, from following the Lord, in that you have built for yourselves an altar that you might rebel this day against the Lord, is the iniquity of Peor not enough for us, for which we are not cleansed till this day? Although there was a plague in the congregation of the Lord, but that you must turn away this day from following the Lord, and it shall be, if you rebel today against the Lord, that tomorrow he will be angry with the whole congregation of Israel. Nevertheless, if the land of your possession is unclean, then cross over to the land of the possession of the Lord, where the Lord is tabernacle stands, and take possession among us, but do not rebel against the Lord, nor rebel against us by building yourselves an altar beside the altar of the Lord our God. Did not Achan, the son of Zaor, commit a trespass in the accused thing, and which wrath fell on the congregation of Israel? And the man did not perish alone in his iniquity? Then the children of Reuben, the children of Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh answered and said to the heads of the division of Israel, the Lord God of gods, the Lord God of gods, he knows, and let Israel itself know if it is in rebellion or if in treachery against the Lord. Do not save us this day. If we have built ourselves an altar to turn from following the Lord, or if to offer on it burnt offerings or grain offerings, or if to offer peace offering on it, let the Lord himself inquire an account. But in fact, we have done it for fear, for a reason, saying, in time to come, your descendants may speak to our descendants, saying, what have you to do with the Lord God of Israel? For the Lord has made the Jordan a border between you and us. You children of Reuben and children of Gad, you have no part in the Lord. So your descendants would make our descendants cease fearing the Lord. Therefore, we said, let us now prepare to build ourselves an altar, not for burnt offering, nor for sacrifice, but that it may be a witness between you and us and your generations after us, that we may perform the service of the Lord before him with our burnt offerings, with our sacrifices, and with our peace offerings, that your descendants may not say to our descendants in time to come, you have no part in the Lord. Therefore, we said that it will be when they say this to us or to our generations to come, time to come, that we may say, here is the replica of the altar of the Lord, which our fathers made, though not for burnt offerings nor for sacrifices, but it is a witness between you and us. Far be it from us that we should rebel against the Lord and turn from following the Lord this day to build an altar for burnt offerings, for grain offerings, or for sacrifices beside the altar of the Lord our God, which is before his tabernacle. Now when Phinehas the priest and the rulers of the congregation, the heads of the division of Israel, who were with him, heard the words of the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the children of Manasseh spoke, it pleased them. Then Phinehas the son of Eleazar, the priest, said to the children of Reuben, the children of Gad, and the children of Manasseh, this day we perceive that the Lord is among us because you have not committed this treachery against the Lord. Now you have delivered the children of Israel out of the hands of the Lord. And Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the priest and the rulers, returned from the children of Reuben and to the children of Gad, and from the land of Gilead to the land of Canaan, to the children of Israel, and brought back word to them. So the thing pleased the children of Israel, and the children of Israel blessed God. They spoke no more of going against them in battle to destroy the land where the children of Reuben and Gad dwelt. The children of Reuben and the children of Gad called the altar witness, for it is the witness between us that the Lord is God. What a word. Wow, that's powerful. And just to go back over a couple of overviews for this lesson, and it says, the Lord gave them rest all around. That's the title of our lesson this morning. And it said God's good promise ultimately led to peace and rest. God tells us that in rest you shall be safe, in quietness and confidence shall be your strength, Isaiah 30 and 15. And I want to read that one more time. God tells us that in rest you shall be saved, in quietness and confidence shall be your strength. Quiet and confidence shall be your strength. Life lesson, Joshua 22 and 5, take careful heed. Love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to keep his commandments, to hold fast to him, and to serve him with all your heart. What Joshua told the eastern tribes still holds true today. We will surely succeed if we want. Love God. Number two, walk in good in God's way. Number three, keep God's commandments. Number four, hold fast to God. And number five, serve God wholeheartedly. We got to hold on to God's unchanging hand and know that we are covered by the blood of Jesus. Joshua chapter 22, verse 33. The thing pleased the children of Israel, and the children of Israel blessed God. God loves to bless his children, but it is also appropriate for his children to bless him. How? With the only thing we have to give, a sacrifice of praise. Hebrews 13 and 15. For we all know that when praises go up, blessings come down. We got to bless the Lord at all times. Whew, hallelujah. And let his praise continually be in our mouth. Praise the Lord this morning with me, y'all. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for your great word. Joshua chapter 23 through chapter 24, verse 33. And it says this, now it came to pass a long time after the Lord had given rest to Israel from all their enemies around and about, that Joshua was old, advanced in years, and Joshua called for all Israel, for their elders, for their heads, for their judges, and for the officers. He said to them, I am old, advanced in years. You have seen all that the Lord your God has done to all these nations because of you. For the Lord your God is he who has fought for you. See, I have divided to you by lot these nations that remain to be an inheritance for your child. From the Jordan with all the nations that I have cut off as far as the great sea western. And the Lord your God will expel them from before you and drive them out of your sight. So you shall possess their land as the Lord your God promised you. Therefore be very courageous. Keep and do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, lest you turn aside from it to the right hand or to the left, and lest you go among these nations, these who remain among you. You shall not make mention of the name of their gods, those little g's, nor cause anyone to swear by them. You shall not serve them, nor bow down to them, but you shall hold fast to the Lord your God, as you have done to this day. For the Lord has driven out from before you great and strong nations. But as for you, no one has been able to stand against you to this day. What man of you shall chase thousands? For the Lord your God is he who fights for you, as he promised you. Therefore, take careful heed to yourselves that you love the Lord your God, or else if indeed you go back and cling to the remnant of these nations, these that remain among you, and make marriages with them, and go into them, and they to you, know for certain that the Lord your God will no longer drive out these nations from before you. But they shall be snares and traps to you and scourges on your side and thorns in your eyes until you perish from this good land which the Lord your God has given you. Behold, this day I am going the way of all the earth, and you know in all your hearts and in all your souls that not one thing has failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spoke concerning you. All have come to pass. For you, not one word of them has failed. Therefore, it shall come to pass that as all the good things have come upon you, which the Lord your God promised you, so the Lord will bring upon you all harmful things until he has destroyed you from this good land which the Lord your God is giving you. When you have transgressed the covenant of the Lord your God, which he commanded you, and have gone and served other gods and bowed down to them, then the anger of the Lord will burn against you, and you shall perish quickly from the good land which he has given you. Then Joshua, chapter 24 of Joshua. Then Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel and Shechem and called for the elders of Israel, for their heads, for their judges, and for their officers. And they presented themselves before him, before God. And Joshua said to all the people, thus says the Lord God of Israel, your fathers, including Terah, the father of Abraham, and the father of Nahor, dwelt on the other side of the river in old times, and they served other gods. Then I took your father Abraham from the other side of the river, led him throughout all the land of Canaan, and multiplied his descendants, and gave him Isaac. To Isaac I gave Jacob and Esau. To Esau I gave the mountains of Seir to possess. But Jacob and his children went down to Egypt. Also I sent Moses and Aaron, and I plagued Egypt. According to what I did among them afterwards, I brought you out. Then I brought your fathers out of Egypt, and you came to the sea. And the Egyptians pursued your fathers with chariots and horsemen to the Red Sea. So they cried out to the Lord, and he put darkness between you and the Egyptians, brought the sea upon them and covered them. And your eyes saw what I did in Egypt. Then you dwelt in the wilderness a long time, 40 years, y'all. And I brought you into the land of the Amorites, who dwelt on the other side of the Jordan. And they fought with you, but I gave them into your hand that you might possess their land, and I destroyed them from before you. Then Balak, the son of Zippor, king of Moab, arose to make war against Israel, and sent and called Balaam, the son of Beor, to curse you, but I would not listen to Balaam. Therefore, he continued to bless you, so I delivered you out of his hand. Then you went over the Jordan and came to Jericho. And the men of Jericho fought against you, also the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Girgashites, and the Havites, and the Jebusites. But I delivered them into your hand. I sent the hornet before you, which drove them out from before you, and also the two kings of the Amorites. But not with your sword or with your bow. I have given you a land for which you did not labor, and cities which you did not build, and you dwell in them, you eat of the vineyard. Whew, you eat of the vineyard and olive groves which you did not plant. Now therefore, whew, I love this word. Now therefore, fear the Lord, serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the river and in Egypt. Serve the Lord, and if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me, whew, Lord Jesus, and my house, we will serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Do you have a me and my house in your spirit today? So the people answered and said, far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For the Lord our God is he who brought us and our fathers up out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, who did those great signs in our sight, and preserved us in all the way that we went, and among all the people through whom we passed. And the Lord drove out from before us all the people, including the Amorites who dwell in the land, who also will serve the Lord, for he is our God. But Joshua said to the people, you cannot serve the Lord, for he is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins. For you forsake the Lord and serve foreign gods, then he will turn and do you harm and consume you after he has done you good. And the people said to Joshua, no, but we will serve the Lord. So Joshua said to the people, you are witnesses against yourselves that you have chosen the Lord for yourselves to serve him. Said, we are witnesses. And they said, we are witnesses. Now therefore, he said, put away the foreign gods which are among you, and incline your heart to the Lord God of Israel. And the people said to Joshua, the Lord our God we will serve, and his voice we will obey. So Joshua made a covenant with the people that day, and made for them a statute and an ordinance in Shechem. Then Joshua wrote these words in the book of the law of God. And he took a large stone and set it up there under the oak that was by the sanctuary of the Lord. And Joshua said to all the people, behold, this stone shall be a witness to us, for it has heard all the words of the Lord which he spoke to us. It shall therefore be a witness to you, lest you deny your God. So Joshua let the people depart, each to his own inheritance. Now it came to pass after these things that Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, being 110 years old. And they buried him with the within the border of his inheritance at Timnath-Serah, which is the mountains of Ephraim on the north side of Mount Gaash. Israel served the Lord all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders who outlived Joshua, who had known all the works of the Lord which he had done for Israel. The bones of Joseph, which the children of Israel had brought out of Egypt, they buried at Shechem in the plot of ground that Jacob had brought from the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem, for 100 pieces of silver, which had become an inheritance of the children of Joseph. And Elijah, the son of Aaron, died. They buried him in the hills belonging to Phinehas, his son, which was given to him in the mountains of Ephraim. And that is what we have for today. We will be starting a new book on tomorrow. We will be in the book of Judges starting tomorrow. And that is a makeup for what we had for today. I just want to hit a psalm. And this is the psalm of Psalm 40, the 47th psalm. And it says this: oh, clap your hands, all you people. Shout to God with a voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is awesome. He is great. He is a great king over all the earth. He will subdue the peoples under us and the nations under our feet. He will choose our inheritance for us, the excellence of Jacob, whom he loved, Selah. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with understanding. God reigns over the nation. God sits on his holy throne. The princes of the people have gathered together. The people of God, of the God of Abraham. For the shield of the earth belong to God. He is greatly exalted. And a life lesson from Psalm 40, 47, Psalm verse 7. God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with understanding. Are hymns better than praise songs? Are courses superior to cantatas? We weary ourselves with foolish questions when we should be asking, am I growing in my understanding of God through my worship? Again, God wants us to rest, but we need to praise God in everything we do. Proverbs 14:14, the backslider in heart will be filled with his own ways, but a good man will be satisfied from above. God gives you rest. God gives you peace. God gives you all you need. All you have to do is say, thank you, praise God, and all you do, give God what belongs to God, which is you. Before we get out of here, a word from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn, this morning. And a word from our sister in Christ this morning. And it will be Saturday and Sunday's word as well. And the word for Saturday was this: good morning. May peace, love, and harmony surround you, and may you have a blessed weekend. For yesterday, good morning, he is risen. Jesus gave his life so that we may have a right to the tree of life. Because he lives, we can face another day. Happy Resurrection Sunday. And for this morning, if you want to change your life for the better, change the way you look at things. If you have the mind of Christ, there are no limitations. Are improving yourself. Have a motivated Monday, family, and know that God is with you wherever you go. And when the Lord says rest, he will give you rest. Have a blessed day, family. It is a wrap. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent, one from each other. In Jesus' name, I pray over you and yours. Be blessed and know that you are special to the Most High God. And when he says rest, what do? You rest. Be blessed. It's a wrap.